Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. What's on your mind, Enda?
My wife went down to an open day at Titanic Water, Belfast Met, on Saturday. And she went to the hole in the wall to get money out. And the machine charges 95p per transaction. Given the fact they have a captive market where students probably use the machine more than anybody because they take small amounts of money out because they don't have a lot of money. And they're being penalised by 95p per transaction, which could put them into an overdraft problem or give them a result where they don't have enough money to get home, for example.
Yeah, where exactly is the hole in the wall? Is it on the campus or is it somewhere else?
It's on the campus.
That's strange. You know, I would have thought in this day and age that most holes in walls would be free.
Well, if you've got a captive market and they're taking out small amounts, what better opportunity is to make money?
95p a scud. That's dear, isn't it?
I actually emailed a photograph of the... She took a photograph off the machine. I emailed it to you.
I didn't see it come up on my screen, but it probably would flash up here in a moment. But does it say there is a charge of 95p a go?
Yes, I have the photograph here, actually. Only a second, I'll get it for you. It actually says on it... there we go. This machine charges 95p for debit card withdrawals.
Yeah, well, so as long as you're warned, then you know not to use it. If they're better organised, they could get their money out of the local spa or whatever on their way to college.
Yeah, but in this day and age, if you have a captive market, you know, I don't think they should be charging students, because probably students are going to use it. I don't think they should be charging students to take money out of the hole in the wall whenever they're taking out money in dribs and drabs. Mm. If I'm going to the machine and I take out £100 or you take out £100, you can say to yourself, well, it's only 95p. But if you're taking out, if you've only got £10.20 in your account, and somebody goes to take £10 out to get their way home on the bus or whatever the case may be, because they've been charged 95p, they're either going into an overdraft facility or they're getting refused money.
Yeah, it's a fair enough point. I see it coming up there on the screen. Actually, thank you for sending it to us. And I sort of presumed now that every hole in the wall was free. Most of them do say no charge. I've rarely seen one that says there is a charge. But I'd like to hear from anyone who's still being charged. There's a person, Mary, saying, Frank, we have one in Downpatrick. It charges £2.50. £2.50 to take out your own money.
Scandalous. I thought them days were over with it, online banking and, you know, free banking here, there and everywhere. And they're closing down banks every left, right and centre, so they don't have as many charges and all the rest.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I didn't realise that they're charging 95p down at Belfast Met to take money out of the hole in the wall. £2.50 in Downpatrick. Any further bids on £2.50? And thanks for raising it. At least people will know if they are going down there, they can plan ahead and have the money in their pocket as opposed to running Ramsdam at the last minute and wasting the guts of a pound. Thanks, Enda.
Thank you.
Good morning to you. 0289033105. This is the U105 phone in. John on line 3. What's on your mind, John?
I tell you what's on my mind, Frank. You're talking about charging for taking whole money out in the hole in the wall. I have found recently, if you use a Maxwell petrol station, where you just got the pumps, not the shop, you just got the pump. You go to a Maxwell petrol station, you go to a Tesco station, you go to a Go station. They will, and you put £40 of petrol in your car, you'll get an extra charge of £1. An individual charge of £1.
Yeah, hold on now, because you've lost me here. If you go to a petrol station that doesn't have what?
Just, you know the way you've just got the pumps. There's a whole lot of places now, Go stations, Maxwell stations, where you just have pumps. You don't have a shop.
So there's no staff at all?
There's no staff. You put your card in the pump and get your petrol out of the pump.
Yeah, yeah. There's some of those dotted around the countryside. What are you saying about the extra pound?
Quite a few of them. It's just the same. You will you get, say, £40 worth of petrol. You'll always get an extra, another £1 of an individual charge.
Is that right?
You check your bank afterwards, and you'll get your £40 charge for your petrol, and then you'll get another individual charge of £1.
Well, you live and learn. With all of them, or just with some of them?
With, I would say, 99% of them.
I've never used one of them whereby, you know, I've driven past them. I've never used one where you know what the man's talking about. You just drive in, you put in your credit card, you fill the fuel and you drive on. You never talk to anybody or see anybody. You can't buy any sweets or newspapers. There's nobody else there but yourself. So there's an extra £1 charge. And does it say it up on a sign?
If you check your bank afterwards and you've got £40 of petrol, you'll have another individual charge of £1.
Yeah, but does it say it on a sign on the side of the pump?
Not that I've ever seen, no.
Yeah, it's interesting. I must look out for that, John. John may or may not be right. I simply don't know. It could be at some services and it may not be at others. I don't know. It's the first I've heard of it. But then I'm talking from a position of never having used the facility. If you want to shed any light on it, feel free. And why would they be charging an extra £1? Surely the whole idea is that they charge less because they don't have any staff to pay. Here's a good point. What is that first man getting up in arms about? These machines aren't free because they aren't owned by banks. They are private companies that are making profit by finding places to place ATMs where banks haven't monopolised the area. If you don't like it, don't use it. So, you know, and the suggestion being that it's costing the students more money, it's on a campus, and as a result, the people who provide the service, who are indeed the ATM operators, not the college, need to make a profit. They make a profit by charging 95p per transaction. But if you go into your local Spar, well, you can get a free transaction. So why is that? That probably is because that attracts footfall into the local Spar. If you go in for money, you might buy a pint of milk, you might buy a newspaper, you might do your grocery shopping. So they don't charge. But the ATM operator would still be paid by the supermarket owner for drawing custom through the door. I presume that's the way it works. But I think the very good line there is, if you don't like it, don't use it. Be better organised, and then you won't have to pay 95p every time you do a transaction. 0289033105. Easing our way, as we say, through the day. John says, Frank, the man is right, but they refund it according to the Go Garage at the Lower Falls. I asked at the pump what it's about and I was told. How do they refund it then? Does it, you know, it's taken off you and sent back to your credit card? And why is it charged in the first place? I simply am living and learning here, living and learning. This one says, Frank, another one saying the gentleman is right. And here's one that says the man might be mixed up. When you go to Go, it sounds as £1 initial. The gentleman is right, but he might be. No, sorry, there's two texts there. One that says the gentleman is right, end off. And the next one says, Frank, the gentleman might be mixed up. When you get petrol at Go, which is one of the outlets, it shows as £1 initially. Is that initial you mean to say? You've put initially. As £1 initial payment comes out a few days later, the pound. No, I don't know what that is. That's from Kevin. Kevin, that's hieroglyphics. Let me read exactly what you've written here, Kevin. And then how on earth am I supposed to read that out on the radio? Frank, the gentleman might be mixed up. When you get pound at Go, it shows as £1 initially payment comes out a few days later. The pound never does, says Kevin. I presume the pound isn't charged. Kevin, put that into an English language for me and I will read it out because I would like to get a better understanding. Let me speak to Roz, who's on this line. Good morning, Roz.
Morning, Frank.
Roz, be articulate and eloquent, Roz, and explain it all to me.
I'll try and be articulate and eloquent. I saw this £1 sitting on my account one time when I got petrol at a Maxwell station, the 24-hour Maxwell station. When I actually phoned them up because I'd got something close on to £60. I thought they're only taking £1. They explained to me that the pound is like a holding charge to confirm that the credit card or the debit card is a valid card, and then the actual full amount comes out a couple of days later, and the pound never is taken out of your account. It's only to hold it until the actual payment is actually completed.
That is a great explanation. Roz, I'm glad you're listening to the radio. You should be working for moneysupermarket.com or some of those organisations.
See, that's, no problem, Frank.
That's eloquence. It's articulate. Now I'm going to be accused of patronising you. That's not what I'm doing. I'm having a conversation with Roz. Roz, thank you.
No problem, Frank. Thanks very much.
Thank you. That's right on the nail.